Chavayim. As we close in on the days of Tisha B'Av this year, which has been a year of Tzoras and Chorban, so it's certainly easier for us to be Mitzabel. The Gemara says in Sukkot Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Gemara says in Sukkot Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, there's a number of names that the Yetzirah has. One of the names that the Yetzirah has is Hatzfoini. Says the Gemara over there, why is he called Hatzfoini? He's called the hidden one. Shetzafun va'omid b'libo shel adam. The Yetzirah is called the hidden one, the covered one, the concealed one, because he's concealed and hiding in the heart of a person. And the Gemara brings the pasuk in Yoel. I'm going to Lazulava, push away, distance the Tzfaini, the Yetzirah. Continues the pasuk over there. As Panav El Hakoid, he placed his eyes, he set his eyes on the first Mikdash and destroyed it, and he killed the Tamid HaChom. Continues the Gemara and says, "V'soifel he set his eyes, mikdash and he killed Tamid HaChom." Rabbi Yochim says something very interesting, that we find that the Yetzirah is described as a tzfoni, as a hidden one, who hides in the heart of a person, dafka in the context of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why? This Gemara is coming to express something very, very important. This description, the Yetzirah and that Gemara and Sukkah has all types of descriptions, all types of roles that the Yetzirah plays. What is this role of the Yetzirah being called a Tzfoini, that he's hidden away in the heart? What it means is that many times the Yetzirah ambushes us. He's concealed, he's covered over. The Yetzirah gets us to do one thing, a second thing, a third thing, but what he really wants is the fifth thing. So he's Tzfoini, he's hidden away, and he's there, and he's operating things, but he's not being Megala what he really wants. He's not being Megala what his real agenda is. That's the aspect of the Yetzirah that's called Tzafon. He ambushes us. Continues the pasuk over in Yoel over there is, he set his eyes on the first Beis HaMikdash, he set his eyes on the second Beis HaMikdash, and he destroyed them. What does that mean? Says Yerushalmi that the Navi is saying that a person should make no mistake. A person might think that there was a war between Roimi, Edom, and Yisrael, and there was some sort of geopolitical event, and they wanted to capture, and they rebelled, and they captured. And in the end, came about the greatest catastrophe of all time, which is Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the Rebbe, no, don't think that the Churban Beis HaMikdash was a result of the war. Says the Gemara, some ain of Mikdash Rishon, some ain of Mikdash Shein. He set his eyes. The whole matter of the war, the whole upheaval, was only to go ahead and destroy the Beis HaMikdash and to kill the Talmid HaChacham. That was the whole goal. The Yetzirah, the Satan, the Koach of Edom, the Koach of Amalek, the Koach of Esau, the Koach of Ra in the world, the forces of Ra in the world are interested in uprooting Kedusha in the world. And the Kedusha in the world is Mikdash Rishon, and the Kedusha in the world is Horik Tamid HaChacham Shabbos, says the Gemara and Sukkot Daf Nun Beis here. And sometimes it looks like that's not what the goal is. The goal is something else. But in the end, it becomes this Baal HaFreya that it was tough when it was hidden, it was an ambush. And the entire Matara was to destroy the Beis HaMikdash Rishon and Sheni and Tamid HaChom Shabbat. So the fact that we have a little bit of trouble understanding such a Gemara is only because the centrality and the importance of the Beis HaMikdash, why would the Yetzirah set his eyes on the Beis HaMikdash? It's only a building, it's a structure. It's a Bakum state that the Tzafon, the Yetzirah, the Satan, the Mashkes, he understands, he knows that the source of Kedusha in the world, the source of Hashas Hashin in the world, that's the base of Mikdash, and that's the matara of the whole Bria. The whole Bria is that an Olam Hazeh in a Mekushim Tikkur world, in a world of mud. There should be Hashas Hashina, that's the whole tachlis of the Bria, that there should be at the same way in the human being this is in a Shama. So in Olam Hazeh, there's a place of the Shekhinah, that the Shekhinah dwells in the physical world. And the Netzach Yisrael, the Maharal says, in Sefer Netzach Yisrael, The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a neshama to a person, which is a spark of divinity, it's a spark of the Eibishter, shined the light of Hashem Yisbarach shined in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the pshat, that's the real pshat, that where the Beis HaMikdash is located, dafka in the place of Sulam Mutzav Arutzav HaRoshah Magia Shemaima. Why is the Beis HaMikdash dafka located there? Because the whole Beis HaMikdash was a place where to remind the person that even though he's Sulam Mutzav Arutzav, but Roshah Magia Shemaima, a person has Ruchni, as a person has a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a person has a Chelak Karimal, a person is connected to the Eibishto, and the Yetzihara sets his eyes on the Mikdash Rishon, he sets his eyes on the Mikdash Sheni, he sets his eyes on the place where man meets up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where man finds the Ruchnius in himself, where man finds what he really is. And that was the Ikkar Chorban. But this Gemara in Sukkah has another interesting aspect to it. The Gemara says that Nosan Ein of Mikdash Sheni Vechrivoi Vaharek Tamid Nosan Ein of Mikdash Sheni Vechrivoi Vaharek Tamid. What does that mean? What's the combination of Tamid Chacham with the Mikdash? Actually, we say all the time, there's an intrinsic connection between Torah. There's an intrinsic connection between Torah and the Beis HaMikdash. It's very interesting. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Hordos killed out all the Chachmei Yisrael. He was threatened by them, except for Bob and Buta. In the end, he realized that he made a huge mistake. So he went, my takante, says the Gemara, Baba Basra, Daf Gimel Beis, yes, what's the takana? Amalei, he told him, who kava oiro shalelam, you extinguish the light of the world. Ksiv kinar mitzvah v'tayra or. Yelech v'yasek v'oiro shalelam. Torah is called or. You extinguish the light of Torah by killing out the Chachamim. So go ahead and be Isaac in lighting up the Oiro Shalelam. That's the Beis HaMikdash. The Ksiv, the Naru Elav Kol HaGoyim, means also love it. All the Goyim will be drawn to the Beis HaMikdash like they're drawn to the light. State that there's two things which are called Oiro Shalelam. There are two things which are called the light of the world. Torah is called the light of the world. Torah is the light. And the Beis HaMikdash is called Oiro Shalelam. These are the things which lit up the world. So on a very basic level, what it means is that Torah is the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. And Makom HaMikdash is the place where there's light in the world, where there's Olam Haza is called, Olam Haza is called Choshech. And the light in Olam Haza is the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Shechina. The Shechina is called light. Torah is the Shechina. They're both called Oiro Shel Olam. But the Maral says something very interesting. So the Pasuk Pshat in Oiro is Pasuk seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seeing the light, seeing the truth. So it's very interesting. Maral says that Or in Chazal refers to something which is reality. Maral explains that Choshech represents nothingness. He brings two rayas. He says, V'lei chasachta as bincha. Choshech is a lashon of heder. Choshech is a lashon of not, of lacking, of negative. The opposite of reality. He says, V'lei chasachta as bincha by the Akedah. You didn't withhold your son. Other pasuk in Bereishis, Chavav ve'echsech gam anochi ba'avimelech to do a chet. The side of Choshech is the lack of, the emptiness. Or, says Maral, is mitzias. Or is reality, because when there's or, you can see the thing. The object is seen, so the object exists. Choshech represents lechasachta. Choshech represents the non-mitzias. Something that you could see, something that you can connect to. Says the Maral, an astounding thing. Maral says that there are only two things in the world which have metzias. The only two things in the world which are real. And that's Torah, and that's the Beis HaMikdash. I read you the lashon inside. De raadsel als je is. Is dat there are two mitzvahs in the world. There are only two things which are mitzvahs. The two things which are mitzvahs, aval hayoyim hu amitzvahs hamitzvahs ki boya or. Therefore, he says that there are two things in the Bria. There are two things which are the real mitzvahs, and that's the Beis Hamikdash, and that's Torah. All the other things are things which are passing objects. They're not the reality of the Bria. The reality of the reality of the Bria, that's only Torah and the Beis Hamikdash, because that's real. That's something which is be'etzem. It's not choshech. By the way, it comes out from this thing something very interesting that the Lashon HaMaral is they're called Eira Shel Olam. They're called the light, ki elu shneim hem ikur metzias olam. Maral and Pirkei Avos is fascinating. The Maral over there speaks about that the Mishnah says that there were 10 nisim in the Beis Hamikdash. He says that the common denominator, if you look inside of all 10 nisim in the Beis Hamikdash, are all that there was no hefsid. The meat never got rotten. There were never any flies. Nobody ever got hurt. But l'chein, l'chach, kol ha-nisim shenasu b'beis hamikdash hem hafokam in a hefsid. All the opposite of hefsid, because hefsid is not metzias. Torah is the reality. Torah is the metzias in the world, the metzias of the world, and the beis hamikdash is the metzias of the world, because that's where the Eibishter is, and where the Eibishter is, there's no hefsid. That's Torah, and that's the beis hamikdash. That's why it's called Oyro Shel Olam. The fees there, we understand. That means what did Bab Ben Buta tell Hortus? He told him that you extinguished the light of the world. You extinguished Oyro Shel Olam. You turned off the light. You plunged the world into darkness. And without you plunged the world into darkness, so you turned there's no reality in the world. Olam Hazeh is not reality. Maral says in a different place, Olam Hazeh eina ikra metzias doima l'layla. Olam Hazeh is not the ikra metzias. Olam Haba is the ikra metzias. Olam Hazeh is just a passing thing. It's not the reality. So when you destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, you turned off the light. There's nothing to see. There's nothing around. There's nothing really that has meaning. Oyro Shel Olam means something over here. There's something to be seen. Something that exists. It's not choshen. It's not chasach das bincha. There's something real. There's something that has teichen. Something that has meaning. Something that's lasting. Something that's meaningful. That's Metzias. That's Oyro Shel Olam. So he said, look, he said that by killing out all the Chachamim, by killing out Torah, you extinguish the light of the world. So at least be Isaac in the other Metzias of the world, the Beis HaMikdash, where that's the real Metzias. It's the Hashuas HaShechina and the Bria. Navi says in Yeshaya Perek Samach, Kumi Oyri Kiva Oyrech, Kvod Hashem Alayach Zohar, Kinei HaChoshech Yichasa Eretz V'Arofa Lu'umim. The Alkut says in Siman Tov Tzadik Tes in Yeshaya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Moshul L'Mahalach B'derech, a person is going on the way. Somebody lit him a candle, and a second person lit a candle, went out. Amar V'kan V'Elech Ele Mamten Oyer Shabuk, waiting for the morning. Kach Omri Sol Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asinu Lecha Minar B'Mei Moshe V'Kobe, went out. B'Mei Shloimeh, went out. Kan V'Elech Einan Mamtin El La'orcha, Shanama Ba'orcha Nira'or. So in the Beis HaMikdash, it's called Oyro Shel Olam. It's the light of the world. It's what gives meaning to anything. But the light went out. Third Beis HaMikdash, which you built by the Eibishter, not by Bas HaVadam, the third Beis HaMikdash, the light will never go out again. That's what the Yalkut means, that we don't want to build another Beis HaMikdash that's going to go out. We want you to build it. Kumi Oyre Kiva Oyrech. Your light, be the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Metzias will last, and it won't be a passing thing, and you won't be able to be extinguished. And that's what we mourn over, and that's what it means that one Sukkah Nun Beis says that the Yetzirah Dafka Sam Einav on Mikdash VeEchrivai VaHorek Tamid HaChacham. What's the combination of Tamid HaChachamim and Mikdash? The answer is the Pshat of Rabbi Yochum. He wasn't just looking. It wasn't the Pshat is that there was a war and the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. No, Yetzirah, the Satan, the Tzofeini was looking to extinguish the light of the world. If you want to extinguish the light of the world, it's not enough to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. You have to kill the Hatamid HaChomesh HaBoy because those are the Metzias in the world. So the Churban Beis HaMikdash means that there's no Metzias in the world. There's nothing that's real. There's nothing lasting. There's nothing that's meaningful. And we daven to the Yeshua quickly that Eibishto will be Mekayim in the Pasuk. Kumi Oirech, Kumi Oirech, Kiva Oirech, Kvod HaShem Alayach Zorach. Kol Tov.